We begin this news hour with an exclusive report from Haiti, where a powerful gang leader is accusing politicians of fueling violence through their support for armed groups. Jimmy Cherizier leads a federation of 9 gangs, but says they're simply fighting to provide basic services and security for people. However, the former police officer has been accused of human rights violations and killing civilians. Thérèse Beau met him in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince.
It's known as the G9 in Family and Allies, just one of the many gangs vying for control of Port-au-Prince.
But the place is where G9 family...
It is run by former police officer Jimmy Cherizier, also known as Barbecue. He took us to the front line of his urban battleground. He says a rival gang is on the other side.
It's unfortunate we have to call some Haitians enemies, but the Haitian oligarchs and politicians give them guns and ammunition to destroy our communities.
His men are extremely cautious, wary of an attack from the other side.
Jimmy Cherizier, alias Barbecue, has created what is known as the G9. It's a federation of gangs, and it's one of the most powerful here in the capital. They're fighting for control of the territory. On the other side of this wall is the neighborhood of Bel Air that they've been trying to control.
But Cherizier says the G9 is not a gang. He says he's fighting to help provide security and basic services to the people left behind by the government.
There's a difference between a gang and an armed group. We have an ideology. We have a vision to see Haiti with all the services, with drinkable water, schools, jobs, and with security.
His opponents accuse his groups of killing civilians and setting houses on fire. Hundreds have fled, fearing for their lives. The UN, US, and Canada imposed sanctions on him last year. Prime Minister Ariel Henry has asked for international assistance to fight the gangs. Cherizier says most are funded by those running the country.
The PM's not asking for foreign troops to come to the country. They want foreign forces to protect them from the crimes they have committed. Several times the UN's intervened in Haiti, and you see that the result is always zero.
Cherizier wanted to show us the difference between the areas controlled by him and other parts of Port-au-Prince. He says there are no shortages of food here, and the streets are clean because he pays for it. Jimmy Cherizier is the state in this part of Port-au-Prince. In the past few weeks, people have turned against the gangs in the country, killing suspected gang members on the streets. The movement is known as Bois Calé.
Bois Calé.
Cherizier says he supports them, saying the time has come for people to fight back. Thérèse Beau, Al Jazeera, Port-au-Prince.
So Thérèse filed that exclusive report from Haiti. We can now speak to her. She's joining us from Port-au-Prince. Thérèse, the UN wants to send an international force. Is that something that the Haitian people want right now?
Tell you where I am right now. There's not much people left here. And this is what large parts of Port-au-Prince look like as people have been forced to flee their homes because of the fighting that has been going on here. If you see all of this area, it is completely empty. We have gone to where the people that were living here have gone, and they have shortages of food, of water. Children are getting sick. It's a dramatic humanitarian situation here on the ground. What's happening here in this neighborhood of Bel Air that has been fighting away for the G9 group that we just saw the report with, this is what happened. Look at these houses. It's all been set on fire. If I can open this door here, all of this was on fire. I am told that hundreds of people died in fighting here. And as I said before, many others were forced to flee. So when you talk to people about what they want in their country, is they would like to see the situation change. They're tired of the killings, of the kidnappings that have been going on, of the rapes that have spiked in this past month here in Haiti. They want change. They would like to see some type of a force that will support the Haitian National Police in order so it is them that are able to fight back gangs. The possibility of international troops in Haiti generates mostly because of what happened here. The United Nations peacekeeping groups left back in 2017, and even though they helped pacify some parts of the country.
All right, I'll have to move away from Teresa because we are having issues. There are distortion issues with Teresa and her audio and video. We do apologize for that connection. But let's talk about Haiti and bring in Ravina Shamdasani. She's the spokeswoman for the UN Human Rights Office, joining us from Geneva. Thank you so much for your time with us on Al Jazeera. So I know that the UN put out a report back in February warning of a spike in gang violence and gross human rights abuses at the time. What has the UN been able to document recently, and what can you tell us about the situation in Haiti?
Sadly, the situation has gone from bad to worse so far this year. So between January and the end of April, we documented nearly 1,500 killings as a result of gang violence. I mean, this is a situation that's akin to an armed conflict situation. And in just the past 5 days, from the 10th to the 15th of May, I have reports of 49 killings in addition to that. The new development that we've seen last month is that people are taking the law into their own hands. There's a lot of vigilante so-called justice going on, which means that gang members or presumed gang members are now being lynched and murdered. And this, of course, is just feeding a further cycle of violence where competing gangs sometimes take advantage of these vigilante groups to target the other gang. So again, we're seeing a cycle of violence that's showing no sign of ending.
How worrying is all of this?
It's incredibly worrying. I mean, as was just described by the speaker who came just before me, people are living in a nightmarish scenario, and there's very little hope. So they're taking the law into their own hands, which of course is not going to help long term. We have been pleading to the international community to step in, to provide some kind of a support force for Haiti, to support the Haitian police and the Haitian judicial institutions to take care of the situation.
Right. I wonder if you can elaborate a little bit more on what exactly you mean when you talk about this support force. I mean, what does it look like? And when you put that to members of the international community, what sort of response have you been getting?
So the Haitian police is not managing the situation well. They are under-resourced. There are decades of corruption, decades of an ill-equipped police force. They need support. They cannot manage this on their own. And the people realize this, which is why they're taking the law into their own hands, thus worsening the situation. Judicial institutions in Haiti need support. It's just too much for them. There are, as I said, 1,500 killings just in the course of 4 months. Carrying out investigations, preserving evidence, carrying out prosecutions, all of that needs a lot of support as well. What we are asking the international community to do is to step in. Now, this will need to be a Haitian-led process, but they cannot win against the cycle of violence without the support of the international community. Unfortunately, the response of the international community so far has been lukewarm. There's been very little appetite to really support Haiti in the way that it needs to be supported. But we are going to continue to call for such support.
Right. But if the root causes of the problems in Haiti are not addressed, then it'll be difficult to sort of solve the problems, won't it? Because you have a country which is mired in poverty, for one, as well as a lack of basic services.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. It has to be a multi-pronged approach as well. Where there is violence going on, extreme violence that's leading to killings, rapes, kidnappings on a grand scale, that does need to be addressed. But at the same time, the root causes of this violence need to be addressed. The poverty, the corruption, the failure of the state to provide for the basic needs of the people, so that the people are sometimes forced to even turn to gangs for support. All of those root causes need to be addressed as well, and that is the responsibility of the state to address those problems.
Okay, we'll leave it there. We thank you so much for speaking to us from Geneva.